This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, peace be upon you. I pray this finds you well and blessed. So we may have heard the word khushu a lot in relation to our daily prayers. It's this inner state of awe and yearning and absolute belief and humility that we bring to our prayer mat. It is a pushing away of daily life in order to make space for that meditative, reflective moment with our Lord. What is less spoken about is how to create a space in the home that really reflects that moment and takes us out of that busy mum, working person, sister, wife state and into a believer's state of peace and calm, even if just for a few moments. I know it's not easy, but we can make it easier and beautify it by following the practices of our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, and some scholarly advice. In this video, I'm going to be looking at creating a prayer space of beauty and tranquility in your home. Bismillah. The place to say your prayer should be really special. Every item that can distract you from your prayer should be taken out of eyeshot. The walls should be free from pictures and other objects that might attract your attention or stimulate a memory or a thought. It's easy enough to get distracted. The room should be one, ideally, that you don't use regularly, or at least the quietest one in the house. It should be neat and clean. And make sure it's a comfortable temperature if you can. You don't have to worry about being distracted when the room is too hot or too cold. Human skin is filled with thermal receptors that constantly remind you of any discomfort to your body. You're also advised to select an isolated place free from noise and disturbance, even if that just means closing the door and asking someone else to take care of the children while you pray, if that's possible. Leave your phone in another room just for these moments, not on the mat where it can buzz or catch your eye, another room. And try to be away from any kind of smells from the kitchen which might make you hungry. Focus at the task at hand rather than getting your stomach to rule your thoughts during prayer. If the room you use to say your prayer can be darkened slightly, then the sense of awe will be increased, as will one's concentration. It limits the eyesight, gives us less to look at, and makes us respect our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to burn oud sticks and that he encouraged it. So burn bakhor, oud, and other such fragrances. During the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, his masjid used to be perfumed with the oud sticks being burnt. Most importantly, Prophet Muhammad used bakhor regularly, especially on Fridays. The Prophet also discusses how bakhor will be one of the first fragrances that you will experience upon entering paradise, inshallah. I hope you found that useful and that we'll all be taking those extra 5 to 10 minutes during the day and into the night to really reflect and be with our Lord. Allah Ta'ala sent these words to the Prophet, peace be upon him. My servant draws nearer to me with nothing more pleasing to me than what I have made obligatory upon him, and then continues to draw nearer to me with extra devotions until I love him. I pray that our spaces in our homes will make us love Allah and make him pleased with us. See you next time. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.